Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's 9:40, and this is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Time for the Weekend Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Santina Wheat, as always joining us from McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine Residency, Northwestern Medicine, Delner Hospital, reporting live from O'Hare Airport, Dr. Wheat, is that right?
That is right. Good morning, how are you?
Give us the report, the early holiday travel report. How are things looking at O'Hare this morning?
It is certainly busier than when I'm normally here, but less busy than I anticipated, actually.
You got through security all right?
It looks okay.
No problems?
I got through, absolutely, got through without any problems. It's moving better than it was the past couple of weeks when things were slower, so
yes.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Good. And I hope you're on your way to a little holiday rest and relaxation.
Oh, actually traveling for work. I get to celebrate the holiday at home, so I'm looking forward to coming back in 2 days.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, a lot of people are headed off, you know, for holiday travel already. Certainly they will be over the next few days. What kind of tips are you offering to people getting ready to do some holiday travel, medical-wise, health-wise? It can be a breeding ground for catching things.
Absolutely. I think that we have to remember that we are around people that we don't see all that much. And so if we have colds or are feeling sick ourselves, then maybe we should consider rethinking our plans and not spreading some of those viruses. But also, if you do go out, consider washing your hands all of the time, maybe extra, maybe some masking if that is what is right for you. And then really having thoughts about, is everybody vaccinated before they show up? Because we are seeing lots that is going around right now. We're starting to see flu. We've definitely been seeing pertussis. And of course, there's the typical pneumonias that we see in the winter as well. So taking all the prevention things.
Is it too late if you get your vaccinations, today, say, for example? It takes a while for everything to take effect. By the time you do your traveling and do your Thanksgiving and all that, have things taken effect by then?
It won't be for today, but I always feel like Thanksgiving is the beginning of all of the holiday season, and so it will still help you for those parties that happen in between Thanksgiving and the real winter holidays. So it's not too late for those, so it's a good time to consider it, particularly if you take a couple of days off.
Now, let me ask you this, because, and I'm on planes fairly often. I often see people get their sanitized, napkins out, whatever the the alcohol things, and they're wiping down the seats, and they're wiping down the tray tables and wiping everything down. Is all of that necessary? Is that really a way that you can catch something?
I mean, I think it's a good idea. If you sit next to me, you'll see me doing it. I think that they are all high touch areas, and that is how we spread germs. And so I think it's not a bad idea as an extra layer of protection, maybe using those sanitizing things to also wipe down some of your own things like your phone or other things that you touch often and forget to clean. Mm. It is a good way to help stop the spread of the germs.
Okay. All right. I was doing it for a while, and then I felt like this is overkill. I mean, for a while, you might remember back in the day, at the beginning of COVID, we would wipe our groceries down when we brought them into the house. And then somebody said, well, you don't need to do that. That doesn't make any sense. So I got so lax about all of that stuff. Maybe not a terrible idea to go back to doing some of that. Not wiping down the cans and the packages, but when you're in high-touch areas, I guess. What about for Thanksgiving Day itself? I mean, people are going to enjoy a feast that day. Are there some do's and don'ts for relatively healthy eating for Thanksgiving?
Well, there's a couple of things to think about. One is a lot of people like to skip breakfast because they're going to have such a big meal in the afternoon or early evening. And that actually can be counterintuitive. It can actually make things worse. So making sure that you are still getting a little bit of food in the morning because then you won't overstuff yourself later on, it'll help your body stay stable, is a good idea. And then making sure that when you're eating, that the things that belong in the refrigerator go back in the refrigerator and are warmed up to the warmest temperature so that you don't get any sort of food poisoning. And remembering that there's always time for leftovers. So you don't have to eat everything that is on the Thanksgiving table. You can take some of it and enjoy it later in the weekend.
Yeah, portion control, right? I mean, that's
exactly.
That's what I try to do. I want a little taste of everything because there's so many traditional things that you have for Thanksgiving that are so tasty. You just don't have to pile it on like you're on death row, you know.
Exactly.
Trying to get something. All right. I don't want to, you know, put too much, pressure on people. People are going to do what they do for the holidays. Desserts. Are there certain kinds of desserts that are better than others?
You know, I think that it's what you enjoy. I'm never somebody that tells my patients that you can't eat dessert. Again, it goes back to what you just said about the portion control. And just be like having fruit with your dessert is probably a good idea. And just not making your dessert your entire dinner. But a little bit is not going to hurt this time of year.
All right.
But I was just going to say the other thing that we think about for these holiday meals is sometimes the alcohol. And so also just being careful about how much alcohol you're drinking if you do drink.
All right. That's the only nagging that we'll do about eating for Thanksgiving. You're all going to be on your own. It's 9:47. We'll return with more with Dr. Santina Wheat. Get your calls and texts in as well. Questions, comments, 312-981-7200. And we come right back. 9:49 and the Week in Health continues with Dr. Santina Wheat live from O'Hare Airport. Really living the holiday traveler's experience, even though she's not traveling for the holiday. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. If you've got questions or comments, Dr. Wheat, the 925 area code says, is it true that as long as you don't touch your eye, nose, ear canals, or other mucous membranes, that you don't need to worry about scrubbing things down? Is that true?
It actually decreases the risk. It's a really good point. If you can avoid touching your mucous membranes, basically, so your mouth, your nose, your eyes, that helps a lot. But some of us do it really unintentionally, so it's still a good idea to make sure your hands are clean and that the high-touch areas near you are clean. So I wouldn't take it away, but it does help.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing, my thought about that is sometimes you don't even realize when you're touching your eyes, nose, you know,
exactly,
ear canals, whatever. Sometimes, you know, you're just, it's sort of second nature. You don't even realize it while you're doing that. So why take the chance? 847 area code says, does dressing warm equal not catching cold? You know, our parents always told us, dress up, you'll catch a cold. Is that true?
You know, it is not exactly true. And I was always told, don't go outside with wet hair. It is true that when you are colder, your body has to work harder. And so that maybe makes it a little bit easier for you to get viruses. But that is, it's really about just sort of taking care of yourself always. And so that will not prevent you from catching a cold.
Yeah. That's a lot of people feel that way, that if you catch a chill outside, for sure you're going to get a cold, but colds are spread through virus, not through the temperature outside.
Exactly. So if you're outside and you're cold and you're around somebody else that's sick, then yes, you will catch that cold, but not if you're not around anyone.
All right. 414 area code, hello, Wisconsin, says, the old adage, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, dinner like a pauper. Is that still valid? And that makes sense for Thanksgiving, kind of like what you just said.
It absolutely is still valid. It is still a good recommendation to have your biggest meals earlier in the day. And we didn't mention this before, but go for a walk after you have that meal, too. It'll help your body digest it and help you feel better in general.
I've been hearing and reading so many things lately about the benefits of simply taking a walk in general, but after a meal, and how much mm-hmm. health benefit there is to all of that. You go along with that.
Absolutely. And the best thing about it is it doesn't have to be you're going for a 45-minute walk. You can do several little 10-minute walks during the day, and it has huge impact on your health and in so many ways.
You alluded to briefly that there is a new flu strain that's going around right now. What do we know about that? What do we need to learn about that?
So we know that there's a new strain that we've seen in other countries. We saw it in Asia. Right now, we are seeing it in Canada. And we're a little bit worried about it because as there are new strains, it means that flu can become more contagious. It's easier to get it. It's definitely a cause for concern, particularly right now as we're traveling. I'm sure we have some people that are traveling to Canada or have family members that are coming in from Canada, knowing that it's so close that we might see it moving here a bit more. The flu is still low right now in the U.S., but there's definitely some states where it's picking up, and travel is a time where we start to see it move to other states. So we might be seeing a lot more of it in Chicagoland soon.
Yeah, the 773 area code texted in, I just got my flu shot the other day and felt like I got hit by a truck. I think all of us sort of know that feeling after you get a flu shot. Is that always
Absolutely.
The case? Why is that happening?
It's not always the case, but what I tell my family is when that happens, it's a good sign that your body is using the vaccine and that it's working.
Oh.
Basically, that is your immune system revving up and getting used to what the antigens were from the vaccine. And so whenever I feel bad after I get a vaccine, I tell myself, yes, that's a good thing. That worked. And it's real. It means that your body is creating the defenses against whatever it was you were vaccinated for.
All right.
But yes, it is common to hear about for the flu.
Okay, good to hear. Suzanne, you're on WGN with Dr. Santina Wheat.
Hello. I'm calling from Florida, driving to the Orlando airport. And I love everything you're talking about with the hand sanitizers, but be careful because some of them have such a strong scent that it really affects other people around them. You have to be careful of the smell of it because it can be offensive to some people. And also, my dermatologist stayed in business the whole time during COVID because people had infections on their skin. Because once you use the sanitizer, you wipe off the protective coating on your skin to prevent you from germs. And so you're supposed to put moisturizer on your hands after you use hand sanitizer.
Mm.
That's just my comment.
Let's see what Dr. Wheat thinks about
sense?
All that. Yeah, Dr. Wheat, what do you think?
I 100% agree with you that the hand sanitizers, those also, they give me headaches. So I'm with those people that don't want using a whole lot of them around me. That's absolutely true. And it absolutely is a good idea to use the moisturizer afterwards. The hand sanitizers can dry out your skin 100%, and then you can get cracks in your skin. And so that is problematic. But yes, lotion and moisturizing your hands afterwards is a wonderful idea. Doesn't stop me from recommending that you wipe down the high touch areas, even if you do it with like gloves on or something so that you're not having that touch your skin.
Yeah, you can't beat good old soap and water. And you sing a happy birthday to you. I do that almost every time I wash my hands now to make sure I'm doing
it's a good idea
for such enough time. Suzanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Santina, pleasure listening to you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Dr. Wheat, safe travels to you.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. We will talk with you soon. Yeah. Thank you.